It's Thursday, the 8th of January, 8 a.m. In a brighter half light this morning, since the skies are fairly clear as far as I can tell. And the southern skies have got a bit of light to them, but not much. Before I stepped out, I thought it was very calm and still. I looked out and checked the treetops and they were hardly moving. But once I stepped out, there's occasionally strong gusts of very cold air. I should have put a jacket on. It's cold this morning. Though yesterday it just was so miserable with rain right through the night, strong winds. And then, well, compared to yesterday and last evening, it's calm this morning, but it's got all the signs of being a nasty day. And a noisy day. In fact, as I look to the west, and as far as my eyes can perceive, those look ominous clouds, but it's difficult to see. So, I slept well last night. We didn't go to bed till about 11:15, so probably sleeping by about 11 o'clock. But I have to say, I did have a great sleep last night. And it wasn't that difficult to get out of bed. It's strange because the night before we went to bed at our usual time, just after 10, and got up a wee bit later, just after 8, and I was zombie-like trying to get out of bed. This morning, after an hour's less sleep, no, actually almost equivalent to 2 hours less sleep, and I got out of bed quite easily. Who can understand? I was actually having quite a pleasant dream. Lying on my back there, dreaming away. An alarm went off, and I thought, oh, I was enjoying that. Isn't it a shame when we're having good dreams and we have to come out of them? Sometimes we try and get back to sleep and try and get back into the dream. Thing is, I can't honestly remember what it was about now, and that's something I've been recording for a wee while now. If I fast rewind these recordings about, I'm guessing, maybe even just a year, I would have been talking about or relating a good part of those dreams, because it would still be fresh in my memory when I got out of bed. But nowadays, nope. They seem to be vaporising. Even the good ones. The good ones you want to keep a hold of. Remember that dream? Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, if I could just go back there. I think that's why, and this is just my opinion, I think that's why older people, yeah, older than me. Oh, older people, say in their 80s, 90s, etc. Well, as my memory is going just now, my short-term memory, they drift into almost like a childhood state, especially those people who end up with whatever, I say mental problems, doesn't sound right, doesn't it? That's such a dirty phrase. But it's factual. Drift away back into childhood and can remember probably all the good things about life, and not just about childhood, but the good things in life, because we cling on to those. Is that because the really good times in your life are your childhood, and your teenage years, and then after that things change. And you do have really good times and some great times, but it's not all fun and laughter as it is when you're young. We often, as my wife and I, we often talk. In fact, we talk about trigger points. I've only got to mention something about the 60s or 70s, and off she goes. And it's true. It's because we would end up talking for ages about all the things, even though we've had the same conversation 100,000 times. Recording of what we used to do, and going up to Wee Jokes Cafe, and went to the Pally dancing, and then when you're younger, yeah, playing in the snow when it was 3 feet deep, and summers that melted the tar on the road, and so on and so on, and yeah, memories, good memories, and I think that's what it is. In my opinion, I think that's why people drift as they get older, drift, their minds drift back to all those wonderful times. Ah, now comes the rain. I can feel little spots hitting me on my right cheek. It's supposed to snow today in the high ground, but they did say that we might get some on the lower ground. I don't really want any snow here. Give it to the ski resorts up north. They need it. Well, actually, this year they don't. They've had an early start because they've had loads of snow. But down here, no. I wonder where Ms. Blackbird is this morning. There's no sign of her anywhere. Not on the fence tops or the trees. Although she could be there in silhouette. But she's certainly not down here in the garden with the porridge. I do hope she's okay. Do you think she could be a youngster from the parent couple that shared the garden with me for those years, up till last year? I think she could be one of the youngsters. My mum and dad decided to retire. And she hang about because she knew the ground. Is that a possibility? Never know.